And this is Apollo Control, Houston, 104 hours, 14 minutes. We do not have a picture as yet. We're not particularly trying hard, but we do expect it within 45 seconds. Earlier, Frank Borman said only that he'd probably have to keep the camera inside today. He made some offhanded reference to the fact that it was raining outside. The flight plan shows two crew members, Jim Lovell and Bill Anders, would be in an eating period, eating their Christmas dinner. Perhaps we'll see them performing that little chore. And also, Frank Borman is to be having Christmas dinner. And immediately after dinner, Frank will, like so many other people, after their Christmas dinners down here on Earth, take a long nap. Frank's is to extend for about 7 hours. We're advised from our Goldstone station we're having a little trouble acquiring the spacecraft today. Just a momentary delay, we hope. Hours, 15 minutes, in elapsed time. All quiet. We haven't heard in the spacecraft in about 4 or 5 minutes. Our ECOM, the communications officer here on the console, advises we are not yet locked up on the high-gain antenna, and we'll certainly have to do that in order to receive a television signal. In relation to the Earth, the spacecraft is directly above the heart of South America, over 60 degrees west longitude, and about 5 degrees south latitude. Flight director advises it'll be several more minutes before we get the high gain antenna locked up. We have a small amount of tape backed up to this point. Suppose we move that now. Now this was recorded about five to 7 minutes ago. Could we have that tape, please?